Hi there, it's me, Mangalam Malu from CNBC TV 18, telling you all the cues that you need to work with this Friday morning. Yes, it's the last day of the week, but also the first day of a new series, November series. So say hello to November. Now, yesterday we saw a bit of a dampener for our markets. The Nifty was down almost 100 points after the sharp global sell-off that we saw in the previous trading session overnight. So those cues are out of the way because we saw a pullback in the Dow. It was up around 400 points. However, the SGX Nifty indicates a muted start. And why is that? Because post-markets, the US results came in for Amazon as well as Google parent Alphabet. They weren't up to the mark and we saw a correction of anywhere between 4 to 7% in after-hours trade. So that indicates that tonight the US session would be a lot more volatile, and which is why the SGX Nifty is indicating a cut of 25 points. But let's pull back, look at the October series. Nifty lost about 853 points in this series. It's the worst series in absolute terms since October 2008, where we lost about 1400 points. So for all the parallels that people draw with 2008, whether it's true or not, the point is we have lost the highest since that time. So yes, resonation happens. But keep in mind that the last two series, we've lost 1500 points on the Nifty. In the last two series, Nifty has lost 13%. The Nifty Bank has lost about 12%, and the mid-cap index has shaved off nearly 20%. And this is the index that I'm talking about. Individual stocks, they've taken it on the chin, and how DHFL down 72%, something like a Piramal Enterprises down 40%, and L&T Housing Finance too, lower by about 36%. And I'm not even talking about the Infibeams and Reliance Caps and Dish TVs of the world, which have lost anywhere between 50% to 90%. Yes, 87% shaved off in Infibeam in just the last two series. Rollovers, they've been higher at 76%, which is the highest rollovers that we've seen since August 2016. What does higher rollovers mean? The bears believe that they have more conviction that this downside can continue. And the FIIs, they've started the series with just 29% long exposure. That means we are 71% short on the index after 1500 point decline in just the last two series. Whether that decline continues or not is the big question. Actually, if it does not continue, these 71% shorts will have to run for cover. And what happens depends on the 5-6 cues that we have for the November series. The first one, of course, global market conditions. They reign supreme at current levels. Secondly, watch out for crude while it is off its 4-year highs. Remember, there is that Iran sanctions which are likely to place or take place on November 4th. Keep an eye out on that. US politics, of course, will be important. You have midterm elections on November 6th. Then you have the US Fed meet on November 7th and 8th. The outcome most likely on November 8th itself. For our markets, though, we will keep an eye out on the second quarter results, remainder of them, and domestic political news, because we enter into November. It is that season. November, December have 5 state elections. So any sort of mudslinging on either side, political developments, harakiri, would cause some sort of sentiment churn. Just for today, the stocks that you need to keep an eye out on, watch out for a lot of results. We have ICICI Bank, ITC, Dr. Reddy's, UPL, Nestle India, and a whole host coming out with their second quarter numbers. In terms of numbers that came in yesterday post-market, Yes Bank, advances were higher by 41%, so strong loan growth, the highest ever, but that came at a cost. The slippages, they've come in at 1600 crores versus 560 crores quarter on quarter. And that is something that the street will take note of. Bharti Airtel, the EBITDA came in at 6,250 odd crores. And this compares with estimates of 6,500 crores. So that was a clear miss of about 300 crores. And why did that happen? Because the India business did underperform. Whatever Africa gave India offset that. Biocon, good set of numbers. Revenue coming in at 1,320 odd crores. This compares with a pole of 1,200 crores. And the EBITDA too came in at 340 crores. This compares with a pole of around 280 crores. Raymond, the complete man. Revenue up 16%. EBITDA up 36%. And the net profit, it had an element of exceptional. If you adjust for that, the net profit was higher by 50%. See it. Tire makers are going to take a bad one this quarter. Why is that? Because rubber prices were higher because of Kerala, and crude prices were higher too. So both the inputs increasing, and which is what was reflected in CET's numbers too. While the revenues grew 15%, the net profit actually fell by 17% because of margin compression. Crompton Greaves, ho-hum set of numbers, 8.5% growth on the top line, 8% growth on the bottom line. The street will take note of that. And L&T Tech, industry-leading growth continues out there. Dollar revenue growth up 5% quarter-on-quarter. And the margins too expanded by about 100 basis points on the EBITDA front. 18.1% is what it posted. And finally, in terms of non-results, watch out for the banks, because yesterday there was a twist in the tail. Ruyas have now offered 54,000 plus crores to the lenders of SR to go ahead and grab that asset. The point isn't who gets the asset. The point is the banks get the money. Have a good Friday.